It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Dodge County has seen two train derailments in the same area in a little over 2 years.
On Friday, 22 cars, some carrying crude oil, derailed near the village of Reeseville. The oil was said to be leaking at about a gallon a minute.
The rail network Canadian Pacific Kansas City confirmed on Monday that its crews had repaired the tracks after safety inspections and they were reopened.
No one was injured, and the Dodge County Sheriff's Department says there is no immediate danger for area residents.
In 2023, a similar derailment occurred close to the same spot. On Friday, during a press conference, Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt had this to say.
I have had conversations with supervisors that have shown up on scene and expressed my concerns that we've had two in 2 years. We need to make sure that this doesn't happen again, and they need to take some steps to either reduce speed limit or change some below-grade design. So we'll see what they do, but we can't have this continue.
For an update on the aftermath of this spill, we turn to the Village of Reeseville president, Jake Pakala, who is also a volunteer firefighter in the area. Jake, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you very much for having me.
You were on the scene most of the day Friday. What is the latest update you have on the cleanup from the train derailment?
Well, according to some meetings that we've taken part in ever since, the crews are currently out there getting some infrastructure set up so they can get in some heavier equipment. We've got some of the cars removed at this point. And as you noted a little bit earlier, the railway is open again, at least on one side, and a good portion of the oil has been cleaned up. So they're making progress, and we're very thankful for that.
Is there still oil leaking at the site?
Not that I've been made aware of. I know that preventing the oil from leaking further was one of their main objectives when they initially got on scene, at least as far as Canadian Pacific had informed us. So they've been working on that since at least the time of the spill. On Monday, from what I was aware, most of the pool that was primarily in existence has been removed. So,
as a firefighter, you were up close with the wreckage. What did the scene look like, and what were your priorities as a firefighter?
Well, it was intense trying to balance both roles simultaneously. I was at work at the time of the call, so the whole drive back, I was responding to members of the village government, DPW calling me about the incident, trying to give me updates regarding the situation on the ground. Our DPW did a fantastic job of helping to set up the barricades and assist the incoming crews. On scene was a lot of balance between attempting to do the job of a regular black hat firefighter and coordinating the village efforts at the same time. First responders arrived quickly and our officers had the situation contained and safe for the public almost immediately following the derailment. So a massive thank you to our chief, Eric Howlett, and CLR officers, and Sheriff Dale Schmidt for their leadership in managing that incident. The wreck itself was obviously otherworldly. Between cars strewn about and the oil pools, it was an incredibly bizarre scene to witness. But from my perspective as a village president, it was incredibly helpful to have that kind of in-depth understanding of what the situation was on the ground and knowing exactly what hazards were present or could present themselves to the community.
Along those lines, are volunteer firefighters trained to handle these sorts of incidents when there's hazardous chemicals involved?
Certain ones are. There's specific training that firefighters have to go through in order to be really qualified to kind of handle this sort of thing. Thankfully, we had a couple full-time members on our department who responded to the scene, and they were able to diagnose it with their expertise, and they helped tremendously throughout the incident.
So as you have been fielding calls since this train derailment, what has communication been like with the residents of the village? And I understand there is a public meeting today?
Correct, yeah. Well, we're trying to just take in all the information that we can so that we can properly convey it to the residents. We haven't had too much communication directly from the public, reaching out to any specific board members. There's been a couple, and we've tried to convey any information that we can so far. So tonight at the meeting, we're looking to field any in-person questions. That way, if anyone has any concerns, we can help them to understand, what we're going to be doing in the short term, the long term, and how to prevent this, just from ever happening again.
Let's talk about the close proximity of these two incidents. This is the second train derailment in Dodge County since 2023. The earlier derailment was in very similar spot, that one carrying grain and potash, the mineral used in agriculture. What are your thoughts on a second incident so close to the previous derailment site?
I'll tell you what, it's frustrating, obviously extremely concerning. I know the residents are frustrated and angry following, you know, a second incident, what appears to be the exact same spot. So it's a much larger issue this time. It's the same repair that happened last time isn't going to be able to work this time.
What was the repair last time, if you could?
So last time it took a few days, at least for both rails to open back up. It was a very quick process. Not to say that's, you know, any kind of cause. Obviously, the NTSB is still conducting their investigation on the most recent incident. But it's, I apologize. Do you mind repeating that one more time?
I was just going to say, you know, you said that it took just several days the last time. What was the change they made from 2023 at the site?
So this time we're really just trying to engage in higher level state agencies to ensure that more oversight is being done. And we've been thankful to see a lot more state and federal presence at these meetings that we've had with them, as well as just communication on our end.
Jake, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Yeah, not a problem at all.
Jake Pakala is village president of Reeseville, near the site of this recent train derailment with tankers carrying crude oil. Now we turn to the state DNR remediation and redevelopment team. Maisie Reef is here, the spills and site assessment team leader. Maisie, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
What kind of update can you give on this spill?
Yeah, what we know right now is that approximately 60% of one rail car did release its contents. 60% of its contents was released. And a few other cars had minor releases. More exact estimates will be known as cleanup progresses. And as of Monday this week, approximately 18,000 gallons of crude oil and rainwater, since we've had a few rain events, had been recovered from the site.
What are the steps of remediation for a spill like this?
Yeah, so generally a spill cleanup starts with taking immediate actions like stopping any ongoing releases, so turning off valves that are open or blocking holes, and then containing releases that have already occurred, so keeping the release on site or in the immediate area rather than allowing it to continue to flow through the environment.
When you say flow through the environment, has any crude oil been detected in surface water or groundwater?
We are not at that point with sampling. Mm-hmm. So right now we're still in the immediate recovery phase. So right now we are the railroad is recovering free product, so pooled or standing oil. They're recovering using vac trucks to suck up the oil. And then as debris continues to be removed, the rail cars that have derailed, removed from site, they're continuing to, you know, assess the site. And, you know, the next step will be addressing obviously impacted media, so soil, is a common one, which involves excavation. And then, you know, once those visual impacts are addressed, typically samples are then collected to either, you know, confirm that the cleanup was complete and there aren't, you know, remaining contaminants in the area, or it could show that more work needs to be done. And if more work needs to be done, you know, that can go a few different ways. Maybe it is just additional immediate actions like excavating more soil, or it could mean long-term remediation and monitoring. It will just depend, you know, the specifics of the site at that time.
Maisie, because there was a derailment in such close proximity in 2023, will that factor into the final report or what the rail network is asked to do at the site?
Not from our perspective here at the DNR. We are charged with overseeing the cleanup of this hazardous substance discharge. So, you know, if more long-term changes need to be made, that will likely come from another agency.
As you totaled up the amount of crude oil that has spilled, do you anticipate those numbers will go up?
You know, they could. When we're working on spills like this, it's approximate. It's a lot of educated guessing. So they will likely change. That's just, you know, that's very common in all spills that estimated amount changes.
Your department determines the responsible party for the contamination. What is the relationship like between the DNR and this rail network, Canadian Pacific Kansas City?
So our relationship, you know, as the responsible party, we oversee their cleanup and we coordinate to make sure that, you know, any responsible party is taking the necessary actions to restore the environment to the extent practicable. And that's going very well in this case. We are working closely with Canadian Pacific. The communication has been very open as we continue through this cleanup.
What is the next step, very briefly, in this process?
Yeah, so we will, you know, continue to work with Canadian Pacific as they remove debris from the site, continue to assess what impacts might be there, and ultimately just keep monitoring receptors and address any impacts that are found.
Maisie, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much.
Maisie Reif is the Spills and Site Assessment Team Leader for the Wisconsin DNR Spills Team. Earlier, we spoke with Jake Pakala, the village president of Reeseville, with an update on the aftermath of this train derailment that occurred Friday that leaked crude oil into the ground in Dodge County.